this is one of my favorite scriptures, really. And I haven't used it for a while. And it's one that speaks to us of a lot of things that really apply somewhat to what we've been through in the last several weeks. It talks about inheritance, which is a wonderful, wonderful topic if we're making out our wills, right? It also talks about eternal life, and it talks about what's really important in life itself, and how do we gain eternal life if that's very important. And it's more than a bumper sticker on a car saying, you know, if God comes back or Christ returns, this car will be driving by itself, and it won't be a Tesla. I don't know. This lesson is really down home, and it has an application that only you can hear and that only you can fulfill when you leave church. It's one of those lessons that there's always something new coming out when we read it. If you'll open to Luke, and by the way, I'm going to be using Luke for the next number of Sundays, so you could put a sticker in the Bible if you want to, but this 10th chapter, verses 25 through 37, and you'll see that it's titled in your Bible and mine, The Parable of the Good Samaritan. Well, it's one that's a favorite, I think. On one occasion, an expert in law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? Jesus replied, how do you read it? And he answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Ha! Jesus said, you've answered correctly. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, but who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going along the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins, gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. You know, when that master of the law, probably a top Pharisee, I would say, ask about getting eternal life, he admitted his foolishness. He really did. Because eternal life isn't really something we inherit. Because according to this book that we've been reading, eternal life is a gift that comes to all of us because of God's love. And gifts are not earned. They're not. Eternal life is not a reward for jumping through the hoops. Eternal life is living in a true relationship with God, now and in your forever. That's what it's all about. Now, Jesus guides him in the right direction by encouraging him to open up to God and his neighbor. Then the question rises, who's the neighbor? And a time, boy, when we've been battered with all kinds of Muslim fears, the terrible shooting that went on in Dallas right in front of us, the two bad shootings that are too visible on too many television sets, and the bombings that go on almost daily in either Iraq or Afghanistan and Syria. Wow. When we're worried about what the future holds and we hear all the gloomy news predictions by the predictors on television anymore, I mute some of this stuff. And Barbara knows I just walk out of the room. I don't want to hear any more. I don't. I see it enough on the computer. The Samaritan story is a wonderful one for our day and age because it points out some of the very clarifying truths about what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Now, you know that Samaritan could have been a Muslim. In that story, but you know, the important truths that come from this story have to be spelled out. Who is your neighbor? Who? Who? You know, proximity does not matter. The Samaritan didn't live in the same country as the victim. He was just traveling along the road. Proximity doesn't matter. Nationality. Nationality doesn't matter. I love what John Lewis said in Congress. We've got to learn together that we're all one people. We're not colors. We're not nationalities. We're not ages. We're one people. One people. And we hurt the same. And we all die the same. Nationality doesn't matter. Friendship doesn't matter. The Samaritan wasn't even a casual acquaintance of this victim in this story. And yet he helped. He cared. He loved. Social status doesn't matter. The victim had no social contacts to join a caravan nor money to hire protection. He didn't have a safeguard and he wasn't packing. Responsibility doesn't matter. The victim made some pretty poor choices in life. Nobody travels any place anymore where there is danger, deliberately, exposed by himself. that comes about in this story. Religious beliefs don't matter. The man who passed by him, the men, both of them were devout, holy people. That's why Jesus mentioned them. They weren't members of the victim's religious beliefs. And the Samaritan, for heaven's sakes, was a different faith altogether. There are no loopholes in loving your neighbor. There are no loopholes. Your neighbor is someone you don't know, a friend you haven't made yet. Living is the presence of God, and it means loving all of God's children as you love yourself. That's what Jesus was trying to get across when he told these stories. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Brother, it's very simple. That's what Jesus said. It's very simple. Love absolutely everybody on earth as you love yourself. And you'll get eternal life. Think about this. I want you to think about it because I have, when I listen to these horrible stories there in the have I done as much as I possibly can do or could do, past tense, to love people around me in the name of Jesus Christ? Have I done this all the time? Oh, no. I haven't. I've even admitted to you sometimes about neighbors that we have. And then I realize the good news is I don't really have to. I can slip. I really don't have to do anything to inherit eternal life because the inheritance is given to me because of God's love in Jesus Christ. And I believe that. I believe that. We inherit eternal life by living in the presence of God and loving God and our neighbors as we should. Unless we're crazy like the guy in Dallas with his rifle. Just killing because we're white. Or vice versa, killing because you're black. Or killing because you're a Muslim, or killing because you're a Republican, or killing because you're a Democrat, or killing because... This is when we have to look at God. We're falling short. And we're falling short of God's presence in our life. And Jesus said, this is not what's good. What I have is yours, says God, and you inherit it by giving it away. Give away the love and give away the forgiveness and give away the hope and give away the peace and give away the care that Samaritan did to that unknown person on the side of the road and the two pieces of silver to take care, and I'll take care of the rest when I come back. That's Christianity. And that's what we should be talking about from pulpits like this all around this nation. Not vengeance, not getting even, not judgment calls, but the love of God in Jesus Christ. This is what it means to live in the presence of God. This is what it means to enjoy that answer to that. How do I get eternal life? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. God, our Father, we ride a slippery slope, don't we? We try to make do on our terms and we forget yours. Forgive us. Enact within us what we must do to indeed be your children in Christ. In all that we do and all that we say and to all the people around us. Because indeed they're our neighbors, because they're your people. Amen.